5, 4, 3. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Wes Everett, and I am your host for the Mosh Pit.
I'm your host, Wes Everett. This is the Mosh Pit. I know it's been a while since I've been behind this microphone. It actually feels good to be back. I took December off because things were just hectic between work and life in general. So we're going to kick things off in 2019. Go ahead and upload a show on the 3rd. We're going to step away from the state versus state. That just wasn't really working out like I wanted it to. So we're just going to play some music. We're going to get back to the old style of playing music, doing band interviews. We're going to let a couple of the bands actually host a show here and there. So if you guys are open, have availability, hit me up. Love for you guys to take reins, host the show, do what you want to do. But I'm going to get into it now. Make a couple New Year's resolutions right now. Number one, I'm going to get back to what we used to do on Fridays and Saturdays of going to see bands. Going to see bands that I don't know. Going to see bands that I do know. When I first started this, I was out, you know, at least 3 weekends out of the month, out catching bands, introducing myself to bands. I kind of got away from that. Of course, you know, working all the time, that tends to happen. So I'm going to try to get back to that. You know, do date nights on Friday night with my girl, go out Saturday nights like we used to. This time we'll have our co-host James. Old King James will be with us on a few of these. I don't know how often he'll get out with us, but the invitation's always there when he wants to roll with. Wishing you guys all a happy new year. Hope you had a great Christmas. We're going to get into just playing some rock and roll. We're going to get back to the punk rock and metal side of the Mosh Pit. I think it's going to be a good show. Leave your comments below. What are your New Year's resolutions? Let's hear them. This is a band out of Columbia, South Carolina. They're PhD. This is Love is a Comet.
Come on.
Ash of Eden from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. This is Magic No More. From Mobile, Alabama, this is Oracle with their brand new single, Know Your Enemy.
Devastation.
Nashville, Tennessee, that was Whiskey Kate with Chains. Before her was Boo Hag out of South Carolina with Cut and Paste.
Yeah,
and we're back. Talking about Solo. So my buddy, my co-host over here, just got to see Solo.
The King.
What'd you think of it?
I liked it, man.
You like Solo?
Yeah, just the guy. The guy playing Solo, his voice was annoying as hell.
You know what I really didn't like about Solo? I've got a good feeling about this.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
I mean, I get that they're trying to... I don't know what they were trying to do with that.
Well, the guy did a good job as far as his cockiness, arrogance, whatever, his demeanor.
Yeah.
But his voice was just fucking annoying, man.
Fucking annoying.
But, you know, Chewie was on point. I love the backstory with him and Chewie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chewie's one of my favorite Star Wars characters anyway.
Right. I didn't really like the fact that they basically shoehorned a love story in that you knew not to root for because you knew it wasn't going to go anywhere.
Right.
I mean, they could have just swept that all away. And I really wasn't a fan of it. Was like point by point out of A New Hope, basically. I mean, it was like every story he had told. And the dice became like such a major player.
It did, and I never really noticed a dice before.
Nobody
until
did.
They made it a point in that. Nobody. What about Lando?
Childish Gambini.
I was more impressed with Lando than I thought I would be from hearing before the movie.
Mm-hmm.
He did pretty good.
I liked him. I really did. I think his cockiness worked.
I get the whole, you know, the backstory with the ship now. That was cool. Because, you know, I think is it an Empire when he says, it's my ship,
mm-hmm.
when he shows up at Cloud City?
Mm-hmm.
I get it now, and that's cool. That was cool to figure out. The backstory between him and Chewie was the only reason I even wanted to watch the movie at all.
Right. I do like one part of the movie that really, I felt like it was kind of a snub to George Lucas's remakes of the originals, where... what's his name? I don't remember his name.
Who?
His mentor guy.
You want his real name or his name in the movie?
Yeah, real name.
Woody Harrelson, dude.
Yeah, Woody. Woody. When he shot Woody. And he shot first.
He should have shot Woody because Woody was a fucking prick in that movie.
But I mean, I think him shooting him first was definitely the way to go. Because, dude, he shot Greedo first.
Yeah, it was very Han Solo.
Right. Because, I'm going to get flack for this probably, but I don't care. I feel like that's him. He should have shot first. Greedo basically threatened his life.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, Greedo, you know,
hey, he said, you'll get that over my dead body. And he said, yeah, now we're talking.
Han Solo's a scoundrel, man. Right. He's supposed to be a scoundrel. And, you know, that was another thing is, and I get it, they were portraying him in his youth, so he wasn't as much of a scoundrel. He was kind of innocent and thrown into the whole, you know, scenario of that.
Yeah, I wasn't a fan of the way they just kind of yada-yad his time in the Republic, or in the, in the Republic.
Yeah.
Because that was a big part of his backstory if you followed any of the books.
Which I do not.
But you do not. I did some. I don't as much anymore. But him being a part, before he even met the Rebel Alliance, before he was there. And how'd you feel about the end? We'll get into spoilery territory.
What about the people?
Oh.
What?
Darth Maul.
Oh, yeah. That was cool. I mean, I guess. It doesn't play out in any other movies, except for Darth Maul. You don't really see any more about his chick or whatever.
I don't know. But it's
so all... it was kind of a use... To me, it was another useless thing. You showed Darth Maul. Whoo.
That's because they were banking on a sequel.
Yeah, but is that what they were pulling for there? Because I didn't really get that connection.
I didn't either.
You showed Darth Maul, okay, but we all know Darth Maul and what happens to him. And Solo's chick wasn't in any of that shit, so...
What happened? Nothing happens.
To Darth Maul?
Because you realize this takes place after Phantom Menace.
Oh, does it? I thought Darth Maul got cut in half or something.
He
did.
He comes back in the cartoons, Rebels.
Oh, see, I didn't know he came back.
I didn't either, actually. I had to do research. I'm like,
how the fuck can he come back?
Right. And I didn't think Han was that much older than Luke.
No, man. See, I didn't realize the timeline, I guess. The
timeline is...
See, that's what I didn't get about that whole scene. Maybe, I guess I get it now, but...
Yeah. The timeline still don't seem right, though.
Because it didn't pertain to any of the other movies. I mean, it's a prequel, so...
Yeah, but, I mean, look at Rogue One.
I get what you're saying, A Phantom Menace is before A New Hope, and... What is the fucking timeline of this movie? Like, if you were going to put it in a timeline of...
It's, I think...
Revenge of the Sith,
It's after Revenge of the Sith.
But before A New Hope.
It's before,
I hate calling that movie A New Hope.
It's episode 4.
It's fucking Star Wars.
I know. It's before, shit, Rogue One. It's before Rogue One. And it's...
Well, it's got to be before Rogue One, man.
And it's something like 15 years?
It's got to be a pretty good ways because he's older.
Well, it makes Han roughly 15 years older than Luke, which...
Makes sense.
I didn't really peg him that...
Well, I mean, Harrison Ford was probably about that much older than Mark Hamill when they made Star Wars.
I guess.
Because he was older.
Yeah, but...
Harrison Ford was older. He looks older.
He looks older.
To me.
I don't know.
Hello.
My only thing was... The guy that played Han Solo ruined the movie for me with his voice, like I said. But I liked the backstory with him and Chewie and the Millennium Falcon and all that stuff.
Now, I'll be honest with you.
I didn't get the Darth Maul thing, like we said.
Right. Now, I just have watched Baby Driver within when this episode comes out, within the last week. I think the guy who played Baby, I think he would have made a good Han.
Yeah?
I think he would have made a better Han, honestly.
I think they could have found several actors to be a better Han.
They could have got Shia LaBeouf.
Fuck that shit. But you know what got me was all the hype leading up to Solo.
Mm-hmm.
They said that guy was spot on,
Han
Solo. I mean, they made him even do his, his screening, his reading, dressed up as Han Solo sitting in the Millennium Falcon with a dude dressed up like Chewbacca sitting beside him.
Yeah.
That's the way they made him read for the part. But they said he was spot on, and he's not spot on.
Right.
He's nowhere near spot on. It's fucking sucked.
I don't know. I kind of wish...
The movie was good. The action was good. The movie as a whole was good. It's just if you're getting into characters... I even liked Lando. The guy that played Lando, I thought, did a good job.
Right. I don't know. I really felt like it was unneeded. And I think... I really think the release date hurt them.
Oh, that killed them.
Because moving it from December back to May.
Killed them. Which is what we were talking about, the new Robin Hood movie.
Yeah.
It flopped because of when they released it. You can't compete with Bohemian Rhapsody. That's going to be an epic movie. Everybody wanted to see it. Highly anticipated.
Uh-huh.
From Nashville, Tennessee, this is TGTG with Fly, Son of a Gun. Minnesota, this is Sleep Signals with Edge of My Sanity.
All I see in the mirror is a face I used to recognize, an empty shell that used to believe in forever. They say home is where you lay your head, but home is just a state of mind.
Let's
from Pompano Beach, Florida. This is Modern Day Outlaw with Good Day to Die. Minnesota, this is Dividing Eden.
Get off those dirty knees, it's what you waited for.
Marietta, Georgia. This is South Side of the Tracks with Who I Am. That's going to do it for the New Year's weekend edition of the Mosh Pit. Catch us again Thursday night. We've got some new music, some new bands, and some new material to talk about. For King James, this is Wes Everett, signing off. Catch you guys in 2019.